A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, January 3rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the arrest of two pastors in Zimbabwe, Pastor Ivan Mawarire and Pastor Patrick Mugadza.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of two prominent pastors who are critical of President Robert Mugabe's government.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who led an anti-government social media campaign, was arrested Wednesday upon his return to Harare. Mawarire fled Zimbabwe in July 2016 after he was arrested and charged with trying to overthrow the government of President Robert Mugabe. The charge was thrown out, but police said they had further charges to lay against him.
In another case, Harare Magistrate Vongai Muchuchuti on Thursday, 19th January, denied bail to remnant Pentecostal church leader, Pastor Philip Patrick Mugadza, who was arrested on Monday, 16th January, and charged with criminal nuisance after he allegedly prophesied that President Robert Mugabe will die this year.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Those are Facebook pages. So now, let the ball roll, man.
Onguka Gibbs nasitira kuti tinge tichitaura nezve kusungwa kwema Pastor Mairia aya. Kuna Pastor Ivan Mawarire vakasungwa iwo nemusi wechitatu mushure mekumbopedza nguva ari muno muAmerica vachizosungwa vachibva ku South Africa vachida kuedza kupinda muZimbabwe. Panewo vamwe vagara mujeri kwenguva yakareba, Pastor Patrick Mugadza. Unovaziva vakambonoratidzira ZANU-PF ichiita musangano wayo ku Victoria Falls. Ehe, vakambosungwa iko zvino vane vari kuti profesi yekuti vamugabe vachafa gore rinosati rapera. Asi vakabva vakandwa muturongo nemapurisa achinzi varida kukonzera bowa-bowa kana kuti yainganzi criminal nuisance.
Yes, uri kwandapa ndingatichona njani lapa likona. Siyakwazi kuti sikhuluma kunje upastor Ivan Mawarire we-hashtag this flag uphakathi khonangale ke entilongweni. Ukanditshwa namhla ke khonangale emthethwandaba. Bathi ke kuyamele ame isikhathi esincane elokhu ephakathi ngoba uhulumende umethe sicala lokuthi uzame ukugenqula uhulumende kapresident Robert Mugabe. Sikhuluma nje kunje ukhona ngale njengoba nisitsho. Kube sokusiba khona nomunye upastor uMugadza noPatrick. Owathi ke uthe ebona nje emoyeni lapha wabona ngazani ke umongameli Robert Mugabe uzatshona ngo-Okthoba okhona lo nyaka. So ke kungani kuneengonoko okhulunywa ngupastor lo uphakathi laye. Upastor Ivan Mawarire la uphakathi. Sakhumbula ke upastor Ivan Mawarire this flag campaign. Why 20 flag yakhe ayigaxe abe sikhuluma ngokuhlupha iZimbabwe.
Of course Gibbs, for the benefit of our listeners and viewers who have not been following, I had the opportunity to talk to two lawyers who are representing these two pastors. First, let's hear from lawyer Gift Mutisi, who is representing Pastor Patrick Mugadza. I asked him about the latest on this issue. Let's take a listen.
Today we went to court, and according to the record, the previous time we attended court, today was supposed to be a date on which we were to be given a trial date. But when we attended court in the morning, prison officers failed to bring the inmates to court. I think it's because of transport logistics. So we stood down the matter to the afternoon with the hope that we were going to be given a trial date. Then in the afternoon, at around 2:15, we attended court, and surprisingly, the state says the record was now with them, but they could not give us a trial date because they wanted to get an instruction from the Attorney General's office. So they requested a further remand. We opposed it on the basis that the record is indicating that today was supposed to be a date upon which a trial date is to be given, failure which our client should have been released. But the magistrate decided otherwise. She dismissed our application and she postponed the matter to the 17th of February.
If you can refresh us a bit, what are the charges being preferred against your client?
The charge which is facing is contravening Section 42, subsection 2 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act. That is committing offenses against persons of a particular race, religion, or tribe, or alternatively, criminal nuisance, that is contravening Section 46, as read with paragraph 2V of the state schedule to the Criminal Law Codification.
And since he has been in detention, have you visited him, and how is he feeling?
I didn't manage to go there, but I sent someone, and he has said he's in good spirit, and the only problem is he's missing his family.
Where is he currently being detained?
Harare Remand Prison.
That there, of course, is a lawyer, Gift Mutisi, representing Pastor Patrick Mugadza. I also spoke to Harrison Gomo, who is representing Pastor Ivan Mawarire.
He has been remanded in custody and we've been advised to apply for bail in the High Court. We had actually put a spirited fight to make sure that he is released today on the basis that the allegations laid against him by the state juxtaposed with the papers not disclosed an offense, but the magistrate disagreed with us and placed him on remand. So what it means is we have to go and apply for bail at the High Court, since the magistrate court has no jurisdiction to hear his bail application because the matter that he's facing is a serious one.
What is he being charged with now?
He's being charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. It being alleged that he posted on social media quite a number of video footage where he was encouraging the masses of Zimbabwe to boycott such an instrument 16 of 2016, boycott bond notes, and also that on the 22nd of September he mobilized the Zimbabweans from the all corners of the world to converge in New York for the purposes of humiliating the head of state and government of the Republic of Zimbabwe and forcing him to resign from a constitutionally elected position. So basically, those are the allegations.
What is his response to that?
He has naturally denied the charges, but we are applying for bail on Monday in the High Court of Zimbabwe.
Of course, that there is Harrison Gomo representing Pastor Ivan Mawarire. And Gibbs, we are lucky today we have in-studio guest.
Yes, and that is Mr. Tabang Nare. He's a human rights activist and Hubert Humphrey Fellow. Mr. Nare, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you, Blessing, for having me here today.
Just quickly, you heard what the two lawyers are saying there about the arrest of their two clients, Pastor Mugadza and Pastor Mawarire. What is your take on the charges?
We know, Blessing and Gibbs, that ZANU-PF are masters at rule by law and not rule of law. So they will enact unconstitutional laws, laws that are at variance with the supreme law of the land, simply to support the charges that they have against their political opponents.
Mm-hmm. But maybe Gibbs, you wanted to now, pose a question.
Yes, looking at the way everything is going, you've seen Pastor Mawarire on some videos. We don't know the people that took those videos. And in those videos, he's actually showing people that he was arrested. And people are saying that Zimbabwean police naturally don't accept that. So how did that happen? So people end up saying, Mr. Mawarire, he's sort of like working with ZANU-PF. That's what others are saying. No?
I think that is very interesting, Gibbs. I would suppose that the video recording, Facebook live video messaging that was done by the lawyer who was standing next to him. So maybe she had the latitude to quickly do that video and we know there is this excitement about social media, and people want to quickly send messages across. So I think they took advantage of that opportunity to do that. But obviously, it's very interesting that the police are also consenting to videos when someone is being arrested. Who knows? Maybe next time we'll see videos of people in prison.
Thank you so much. I think we have a caller, Gibbs. Tinenge tinemwe mutereri. Makadi parunarap. Makadi mutereri udari parunare.
Eh, makadi koma.
Aiwa tiripo zita munoitwani. Munoitwani? Harisi kunyatsonzwika asi taura henyu munoti kudii nenyaya iri mudariro iyi
mudari mukoma nyaya iyi inorwadza upenyu hwatiri kurarama munyika medu hunorwadza nekuti upenyu uyu huri kunakira one side rimwe side riri kurwadziwa zvizhinji mukoma nekuti ndikatarisa uyu murume asungwa uyu nyaya yake handiti yakambo mazuva aitwa demonstration yakapindwa mudare ikakandwa asina mhosva saka mhosva imwe yazo yaakunzi ava nayo kuti yaakuda kutongerwa nhei nekuti nyaya iyi yakapinda mudare akaonekwa kuti haana mhosva asi tikatarisa munyika medu mune dzimwe mhosva dzinoitwa nevamwe vanhu zvekuti nyaya dzacho hauzomboziva kuti dzafamba nekupi saka inyaya inorwadza kuti mitemo munyika medu unorerekera divi rimwe chete isusu sevana vezimbabwe halo
taurai ndiri kukunzwa
halo
taurai zvenyu
uri kundinzwa halo
taurai ndiri kukunzwai nhare yacho yabva yakata iyo asi vanga vachitaura essentially Gibbs nhare you are saying that you know there is no rule of law in Zimbabwe because he is alleging that there is a selective application of the law depending on which side you are on and he's saying he's not very happy and he's saying things are tough for Zimbabweans and this crackdown will not help in any way. Gibbs.
So Mr. Nari, as you had the caller there, he's saying the application of the law in Zimbabwe is very selective. How selective is it?
I think it's very selective, Gibbs. I think if any of us, human rights activists, people who are involved in the media, people who are human rights defenders, spoke out, I think they'll be quick to investigate any cases where we've been involved, and we'd quickly have huge sentences given our way. We know, of course, of the MP, the advisor to Gono. He also was arrested, but supposedly it's related to the faction that he now belongs to. So you have that selective application of the law. We have pending cases of people who have embezzled millions of dollars from state-owned companies, you know, the diamond-owned companies. And those cases have never been fully prosecuted, you know. So one is then confused what that means. We have this case against the First Lady right now related to the sale of the 1.4 million US dollar ring. You know, also, you know, these cases are not concluded. So, but certainly state media, the police, the intelligence services, everyone just pounces upon these two helpless pastors.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who appeared in court today, and also Pastor Philip Patrick Mugadza, who has been in detention since January 19th. Gibbs.
Now Mr. Nari, looking at the whole scenario in Zimbabwe,
yes.
You know, what is just behind everybody, it seems as if now is the pastors who are being given a bit of a torrid time by the government. So does it mean that other people are not too active, you know, in politics?
I think it's very clear that the church and the church movement in Zimbabwe still retains the majority of citizens on a regular basis, whether it's a Friday, for the Chone Masowe Mapostori, for Saturdays for the Seventh-day Adventists, Sunday for all the other people that practice on Sunday. People congregate in communities, in the churches. This is where you can find people. Because the people are not in the factories. They are basically in the markets. They are vendors and informal traders. You know, so on Sunday, it's an opportunity to share about what's happening in the country, find solutions. So pastors and church leaders are very influential people. And this is why some of them are stepping up and sharing and declaring on behalf of the people that the people have had enough, the people are suffering. The people think that the present leader of the country and government is maybe the reason why we have all this suffering, you know, because he's the leader. The buck stops with him, essentially.
And do you think this tactic, I prefer to call it a catch and release, you know, sometimes many allege that there won't be any crime at all, but they just keep you busy for 2 years or so. Does it work? Unleashing the police on ordinary citizens and arresting them?
I think the idea of ZANU-PF is to strike fear. You'll remember many years ago when the president of ZANU-PF, Robert Mugabe, talked about striking fear. You know, the whole idea is to make people so afraid of even rising up, of standing up, of talking. So even if you know that something is wrong, even if you know that the portals are there and the children are suffering because they can't access health services, you must not speak up. You know, you must hide in your house. You must just be terrified, because if you ever you try and speak up, you'll be arrested, you'll be beaten, you know. So it's that culture that they want to continue to support and really make sure that culture is there.
Yeah, ngasikhangela ke baba nale. Siyawazi ukuthi umfundisi umgatha wathi ubona ngani umongameli uyakufa. Nga ukuthi ungathi umongameli uyakufa. Into enkulu phela le. I saw those somela ngayo ukuthi mbona umongameli uyathi depends.
Yeah, but see, ababona ama prophet baningi kwesinye isikhathi umuntu uyabe ezwile kuNkulunkulu mbeni uyabe ezicabangela ezifisela ukuthi ulutho lwenzakale. Into e-serious kakhulu ukuthi uthi umongameli uzakufa. Kodwa okwenza abantu benza into enjalo befisele omunye ukufa ukuthi basebunzimeni sebedubeke kakhulu. And bakhangela ukuthi yena lo muntu abafisela ukuthi efe, abamthandazela ukuthi efe, umuntu oyenze kwaba lobunzima kakhulu elizweni.
Kodwa asifisi kube njalo phela.
Yazi abantu bengaba dubeka kwesinye isikhathi babakhuluma.
So you say though we don't wish for that to actually happen. No one will wish somebody can die, right? But at the end of the day, he says people have suffered a lot. So some of them end up saying death is going to save us. So that's it, you know?
But, does it not cause instability? Some might say that loose talk is actually very dangerous. Why not pray for the president to have a longer life?
Well, I think since the 80s, people in Zimbabwe have prayed for the president to have a long life. There was a famous song that people used to sing, Isheko Mborai, Robert Mugabe. You know, people used to love him so much because of what he or they understood he stood for then. But, you know, those prayers have come to fruition. He has lived a long life. But in living a long life, regrettably, the suffering has increased for people in Zimbabwe. And in his thinking, it would appear that... and the thinking of the people in his party, they don't seem to think that they can be any other leader in our lifetime in Zimbabwe who can be president other than Robert Mugabe.
But looking at how things are going right now and with all these pastors behind, bars, so do you see anything transforming politically in Zimbabwe? Or maybe people doing what they did last time when they protested and went to the courts while Mr. Mwarere was in court there. Are they going to do the same thing? Or nothing of that sort is going to happen?
Yeah, I think some of these things are seasonal, you know. Some of these things are seasonal. At that time, people really empathized. They believed in Pastor Ivan Mwarere. They thought something serious was happening, you know. So Zimbabwe has this seasonal changes in the politics. So people are just waiting at times for the right moment to to strike or to carry out some citizen action that will result in the change that they desire.
Mm-hmm. But I've also noted that, some people are complaining and, some in the opposition are not particularly happy about Mawarire's return. What is your take on this? Is he a threat?
I think Mawarire is obviously a destabilizing influence in the current coalition politics that are happening. We know that even between Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai and Mai Mujuru, they've found it difficult to find each other. We are told now they finally found each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are not sure exactly who's going to be the presidential candidate in the coalition, you know, of the many political parties that are there. So Mr. Mawarire comes in and he's a cherry on the ice. He spices up things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He adds some flavor to the whole Zimbabwean arrangement. But I think we are also too preoccupied with presidential elections. What we need to understand is that there is a system that is in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that system, especially for people who belong to ZANU-PF, is a system that must be defended, must be maintained, because it's as we have said before, some think that ZANU is the party.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, ZANU, the party, is Zimbabwe and is the government.
Mm-hmm.
So if you destabilize ZANU, if you remove ZANU, we won't have Zimbabwe anymore.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes, very interesting indeed. So we've got some messages on Facebook where we are live streaming right now. And one of the messages is from Anna, who says, Mr. Mawarire has every right to come back to his country of birth. Whoever arrested him did a lot of blunders. We've got so many people that are doing a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, the $1 million ring. She says, this is big corruption. So she says, can you please release Mawarire? Mawarire is only saying what we say behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think we are being joined by our second guest in South Africa. That's a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Mavinga, how are you doing, man?
Hello? Yes, come again?
Yeah, how are you? It's Gibbs now. It's
fine,
not blessing,
how are
you? Huh? Yeah, so listen, Mr. Mavinga. Every time when there's a leader like, Ivan Mawarire, people panic a little bit and end up saying, you know, this guy is sort of like a destabilizing factor in Zimbabwean politics. But there comes a time when people have to tell the truth and say maybe these guys who are trying to make a coalition are scared that he may actually steal some support from them. Is that the case, really?
I think it is neither here nor there. The bottom line is that Zimbabwe is a big nation that has got enough room for everyone in it and for everyone to fulfill their aspirations. So there is no basis for people to be fearful or suspicious of anyone, really. But looking at the case of Pastor Mawarire, the real challenge is that what we have as the destabilizing factor are the elements in the state security forces who arrested him, because these are the people who are really stirring up controversy and perhaps stoking the fires of a revolution, because there was no basis whatsoever to arrest him. He has committed no crime. He was simply returning to his home country. And he was not a fugitive from justice. So to arrest him is to draw unnecessary attention to him and to the case, and is to, as it were, we see that the government has a propensity to shoot itself in the foot. And this is what has happened in this case, because now the international spotlight is on Zimbabwe to highlight, you know, these kinds of abuses and the absence of the rule of law and respect for basic rights that are enshrined in the Constitution. Because if you look at the arrest, and I spoke to Mawarire's lawyer, Harrison Gomez, and he was saying that nine plainclothes men who refused to identify themselves or to say where they were coming from arrested Mawarire on arrival in Harare just before 5 p.m. on Wednesday. And there is virtually no reason why that should be happening in Zimbabwe, in a democratic country.
Vamavinga, vamwari kuti pamwe dei vamawarire vakaramba vari kunze vasina kudzoka muZimbabwe macho nekuti maberekera ingwe, munoti kudi?
Kwete, chiripo ndechekuti vamawarire sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe nevamwe vese vachizvarwa zveZimbabwe vane kodzero dzizere pasi pebumbiro nemutemo renyika kuti vapinde nekubuda munyika yavo yechipikirwa pamadiro pasina anovashungurudza pavakabva kuZimbabwe mwedzi mitanhatu yapfuura iyo vanga vasina mhosva nemunhu matare edzimhosva anga ataura kuti havana mhosva vakasimuka nemhuri yavo vakaenda kuamerica saka vane kodzero hapana anofanira kutobvunza chinotokahamadza nekushamisa ndechekuti vanosungwa vachidzoka vasine mhaka hapana chavangavatadza vari kupomerwa kunzi vari kuda kumukira nyika asi tinoziva tose kuti vamawarire vanga vachiparidza nyaya yerunyararo kungoti chete uri wanyanya ndiko here kumukira nyika nekuti zvavari kutaura nezvavaitaura pachena zvinhu zvinozivikanwa igaro ziva kumunhu wese mukati meZimbabwe kuti nyika yedu manyama hamire nerongo uori hwachititekeshe hapana ari kuita chimwe chinhu nazvo vanenge vataura nezveuori ndo vari kutosungwa ndo dambudziko ratinaro mukati meZimbabwe kuti nyika yedu yava kuenda kumawere asi hapana anokwanisa kuidzora vatungamiri vakada kuti vatsiurwe vanobva vagumbuka vosunga vaya vanenge vachivatsiura vachivashungurudza zvese zviri kuitwa izvi kuedza kushungurudza vamawarire kuti vanyarare kuti vagotadza kutaura mune ramangwana hakusi kuti pane mutemo uri kushanda kwete asi tinoziva kuti ndiwo maitiro ehurumende inotonga yezanupf kuti kana ichinge yataurwa chokwadi naramasira kureva inotsvaga kuti itsipike chokwadi nekuti haidi kushanda nechokwadi.
Tinotenda vamavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire and also Pastor Patrick Mugadza. Tinenge tinemwe muteereri Gibbs. Tina mamutape vari ku South Africa. Makadii mutape? Tiripo. Dzorai volume yeredhiyo yenyu, hatizonzwanane.
Okay.
Taura henyu.
Right. Nyaya iri pano ka vanoda kuti ndicontribute pana yava vamugadza.
Taura henyu.
Yava mugadza inoda iso. Kuvere kuri kuti vamugadza vanga vakati vamugabe vachada kurova madzimwe 1000 years kumberi. Handifungi kuti vanga vachizosungwa. Kana kuti denge vaka vakati vamugadza vakati vamogeni changirai kana kuti amai Joyce Mujuru vachafa muna June next year havasaizosungwa saka nyaya yandiri kuona apa ndeyekuti vari kuda kuzama kusailensa vana veZimbabwe kuti vasataura zvavanenge vanhangirikina vataurirwa namwari handiti havandi pastor vanotaurira vanhu zvavanenge vaudzwa namwari kuti mwari vanotaura zvakati saka vanhu vanofanira kuti vagare vachiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika saka kana vakatadza kuti vataurire vanhu zvavanenge vaudzwa namwari kana chinenge chitori chishaishi ichocho
hazvizokonzere bowa bowa here izvozvo nhaye mutapi
hazvikonzeresi because kana ari mwari wazviita kazvinge zvine chikonzero ivo vaifanirwa kuita ka vaifanirwa kumirira kakuti time yacho yakataura kuti vamugadzi vachazonge vechishaya inosvika here chii chinoitika and then vozotora action from there
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mutape nekupinda muchirongwa chedu I think you heard from mutape saying that maybe Pastor Mugadza was merely the mouthpiece of divine intervention. But he says he doubts very much that if he had said any opposition leader was going to pass on, he was going to be arrested. But because he mentioned the president, therefore he was detained, Gibbs.
So let me read one or two messages on Facebook as we are live streaming right now. One of the messages is from Oswald Soko, who says, "Hi, Mr. Nari, well said." Then we've got, yeah, there, you
thank
know.
You, thank you.
Then there's Alphos Chuma, who says, Mr. Mugabe is the reason why we're in such a mess in Zimbabwe. This is meant to intimidate anyone who aspires to stand up so that people can rise up against him. Then we've got another message from Dinei, who says, yeah, we need a lot of change in Zimbabwe. But the move Mawarire did we give him the benefit of doubt. My sixth sense is that ZANU-PF planted him as some kind of intelligence because they want him to destabilize the forthcoming general elections. And then maybe he is truly for change, but we have to watch it closely. ZANU, we have got the best ever intelligence. The forthcoming elections are do or die. I think that's a very interesting message there from Tinay, Mr. Nare. Can you respond to what he's saying? Saying this guy is an implant, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in politics, people will always have suspicions, you know. So the conduct of political leaders, especially in this instance, Mr. Mawarire, is such that because he entered into the political scene relatively fast and the next thing he was a national leader, you know. So people then have questions to say, who is working with him? Of course, we have seen a few pastors, we've seen some civic society people work with him. But, you know, that grassroots support is very important. And maybe he did not take a lot of time to establish that support across Zimbabwe. So it's easy, what we've seen, to be well-known in social media. But it's another thing to actually go on the ground. So those are some of the suspicions, that people do not have access to Mr. Mawarire. So maybe he needs to be more visible, you know, so that people really know who he is, what he stands for, who he's working with, and they will have that confidence, you know, to defend him when such things arise.
Gaitende kuna Vamavinga. Vamavinga, munoti kudi, is it the real deal? Vamo wari kuti, pamo wano kuda unge, vachi shandiskwa, atizi yekuti ndi vamo wari kufila 13 dere. Muno ona se?
Vandu wari kura Afrika kana wakada kufunga kuti ko.
Yes, I'm thinking.
Hello?
Taura enyo Vamavinga.
Kana wakada kuti vachakurudze kuti ko Mawarire vabvepi nekuti munhu wese ane kwaanenge ari kubva. Chakakosha ndechekutaura nekutarisa zvavari kutaura kuti zviro kwazvo here. Ngatitarise nyaya yekuti Vamawarire vanoti mapurisa anyanya huori. Ko inhema here kuti huori hwanyanya? Kana vakati hurumende deiwo yaita zvakanaka yakuita kuti upfumi huvandudzwe huori hupere. Ngatitarisei shoko ravanouya naro Vamawarire, kwete uda kutarisa munhu nekuti hazvinei, munhu wese ane unongwa hwaanenge ainawo. Chero ivavo vanozviti nyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika kudivi rinopikizwa, vanoitwavowo twavainazo tikada kuti ticherechedze. Saka senyika, sevana veZimbabwe, kuti tiende mberi, ngatisimbisei nyaya yekuti munhu auya ari kutaura shoko ripi rinosimudzira nyika here kana kuti kwete. Chero vari mukati meZANU-PF vamwe vavo vanotorowo nepfungwa dzinovaka nyika dzinoendesa nyika mberi. Saka ngatiregei kumhanya kutarisa mabhachi akapfekwa nevanhu. Ngatikutarisai chete kuti shoko iri rinosimudza nyika here, nekuti tikasadaro chete hapana kwatinoenda senyika. Nekuti munhu wese anenge achingofungira kana ivo Mambo Jesu pavadzidzi vavo gumi nevaviri takaona kuti paiva nemutengesi. Saka ngatiregei kunyaya yekuzvibata hiri panyaya dzevatengesi. Ngatingoshingai neshoko rinosunungura nyika.
Gibbs.
Now, I think you can hear what Mr. Mavinga is saying.
Yes,
precisely,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, I think he's saying people are too suspicious and maybe sometimes very paranoid when it comes to politics. So at the end of the day, which is which, you know? People get confused here.
I think it's what Mr. Mavinga is saying is on point, and we should be clear about what the struggle for Zimbabwe is. It's about a new Zimbabwe, where there is democracy, where there is economic prosperity, but also I think given the history that we have and where we've come from, because it's politics, it's some people have said politics, you know. So people are cautious at times. They want to really make sure that they are not being taken for a ride. So people have every right to question leaders, movements, political parties, you know. And political parties should always remember that, and leaders, national leaders, when they engage with people, people will always want to have assurances that they are really who they say they are. Yeah. So people have every right to question, but clearly the struggle is about a new Zimbabwe. And we need as many people, as many leaders in the fold as we go towards that new Zimbabwe.
siyakuzwakakhulu ke mnumzana Ndare, ngcono ube khona pha ke uLathi. Silo mnumzana ke uMashangano lapho secingweni, siyakubona baba, ungawutshona njani?
Njani baba?
Nomphilile Mashangano, kunjani?
Ah, ngi-right man.
Kunjani egoli?
Hayi, ku-right.
Ye, phose lakho baba.
Mina ngibe ngifuna ukukhuluma ngolowo baba lo athi uyaprofita, athi umgabe uzofa, but laba bantu laba kuprofita laba mabambambile kurayiti, ngoba awukwazi ukutshela umuntu loku. Uyabona ukuthi abantu bahlala babangabe le ndaba uthi awubani uyaloya ye wathi uyabona ukuthi irongo le nto le. Ya mabambambile kurayiti ukuthi bamjezise, ngoba awukwazi ukutshela umuntu ukuthi uzofa, uyayibona.
So bengathi nga khonokho kubuye kuye kube kadelele kube engaphi bengamelanga kukhuphe egcekeni atsho ukuthi umongamela ngafani
kube kufanele athulile angakhuluma, ngoba phela awukwazi ukukhuluma ukuthi uyababona la abanye bagqoka iy'mpahla ze-white labana. Laba abantu laba bake bafika kuthi le bafike abantu bahlala bakutshela ukuthi lo umama wako uyaloya, hey lo uyaloya ini le nto le. Lele jaba la ayikho right le ma.
So uyenze ngani uthika mtanda eh?
Okay.
Uyenze ngazani uthika mtanda, uyamazi uthika mtanda?
Babulalisa abantu bathika mtanda, ngike ngabazwa labantu babulalisa abantu kakhulu, ngoba umama utshela ukuthi lo uyaloya, lo uyaloya, wayebona ukuthi siyahlala siyilwa manje.
Poke ngo pastor Ivan Mawarire ke uthini ngakho ubuyele eZimbabwe wabotshwa kade lapha eMelika, so wena ubona njani khona?
Ulukufendi ngibona into eright le mabambopha futhi, ngoba akudala sibatshela sithi lezano iyabulala abantu babangavumi. Ngibona ngathi ifike lapha ngibe ngifuna khona ukuthi balabambe nabo bakuzwe ukuthi kunjani, uyabona? Ngoba kudala ngifuna ukukhuluma noLukufendini noDewa lapha.
Ye, khuluma la uDewa.
Baba Dewa sasiziriwe.
Ye, Mr. Mavinga, I think Mr. Mashangan is trying to speak to you in Shona. Can you hear him?
Ngifuna ukukhuluma naye ngeShona.
Ye, akuzami ngizwe.
Hello?
Yes, zama sizwe.
Baba Dewa muri writer. Angangizwa phela lo muntu.
Ye, hayi kungazani ke kakuzwa kangako, mbona zani kakho ku set. So, kanti ufuna ukuthini ngumtshele ukuthi uthele. Kanti ufuna ukuthini baba? Nah, I think the line is down, eh. Yeah, so that was Mr. Mashangane. What he's saying? Yeah, so it's gone. So, what you're saying is that these prophets there are so many false prophets, you know, especially in Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, these prophets, they lie a lot. So at the end of the day, the government is right to actually arrest this guy. Because you cannot tell somebody that you're going to die tomorrow or you're going to die in October and so forth. So he says there are so many of these prophets who just say a lot of things. And he compared them to, you know, some tikam dollars who always want to fish out some, you know, goblins and other things from other people's granaries.
Inyang.
So inyangas, you know, those kind of things. So he says, no, you can't do that. In terms of Pastor Ivan Mawarire, he says, well, he has been campaigning against ZANU-PF for a long time, this guy, Mashangan. So he says, it's time for other people to feel it again, to feel it as well, I mean, because some people have been feeling it and have been arrested and, you know, brutalized. So now it's time for the others to feel the kind of pinch, so that people can do maybe some kind of social change in the country. Yeah.
Regai tende kune mwe mtereri wedu mkoma Ephraim. Makadi mkoma Ephraim. Mkoma Ephraim.
Ah, nofara makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo nyairi mudariro mainzwa. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, nyairi mudariro tainzwa. Nyai yakanaka kwazvo. Isusu dambudziko ratatirongoita nderekuti vanhu veZANU-PF havanyari. Vanhu vakura kwazvo, ukatarisa mazera avo. Purezidendi wedu wenyika ari kuipinda mu-93. Vamunangagwa vanoteerera vari kuma-70 something. vatelekezera mupoko vanhu vakuru kwazvo zvekuti havasi vanhu vangachatarisirwa kunetsana nevana vemazera aana vamavarira vamavarira havana mapurisa havana masoja havana pfuti havana masiyayo havana chavanogona kumboita munyika muno chingapidigwire hurumende ivo ndovanotori nezvinhu zvinogona kuita kuti hurumende iti ive zviri kutaurwa navamavarire ava havasi vari kuzvitaura vega vamavarire vari kutaura zvinhu zvinokotaurwa nenyika yese mukatarisa izvinezvi mubato rezanup f mune vacosti neg40 vanhu ivava vari kungonyunyutawo savamavarire asi bedza vabudi pachena zvino dambudziko raitaine rekuti mapurisa watinawo vanhu vakatorwa kubasa ravo vakaiswa kubasa repati havachagoni kubata basa ravo nemazvo nekuti mutemo chaivo uri kushandiswa navamavarire wakanyorwa navanhu namapurisa ivo ari kutovasungawo vanhu vakatonyorawo bumbiro irori ivo vatungamiri veda vaitotsigirawo kuti zvamuri kuita imi zvakanaka bumbiro ramanyora iri ndozvamauda kutongwa nazvo achataa kunoisa nechekuti munhu akataura zviri pambumbiro remutemo chairo anobatwa nemhosva yekunzi wazvitaurirei havano mhosva vamavarira ava inyaya yekungoda kuedza nguva yavanhu vachida kubvisa vanhu kumatambudziko ari kunetsa vanhu ekuti hakuna mabasa ai vanhu vari kufa nezvirwere votitaridza nyaya yamavarire vamavarire vangapidigure hurumende nefoni zvinoitika kupi ivo vakatombotaura pane imwe nguva apo vachiti nyika ino yakava ine ropa haitorwi nebhilo saka chii bhilo nefoni zvakasiyana chii havana mhosva vamavarira ngavasiyane navo ive zvakatorwa navamugadza izvo ko vana ndovana vamugabe vanonamata vese vanamata vanoziva kuti kana vachizva ri kuna vaprofita venhema kana chivakanyeba munhu akaprofita nhema anosungwa here ngavasiye katimirire nguva yacho kana vaka profita nhema vachatongwa kana mwari kweva kutonga munhu akaprofita pane here mutemo unoti munhu akaprofita anosungwa atizivewo kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvo vano zvovanei idambudziko bedzi rekuti nyika inoi vanhu pachavo ivo vari kutosunga vanhu ivava vari kutosunga vanhu vaida kufadza vakuru vavasi kana vapedza kusunga vanhu vari kungoendawo kudzimba dzavo vachitambudzika sekutambura kwavangoita vamavarire nekutambura kuita nyika yese yezimbabwe titoshaya kuti basa remapurisa ravakatenwa racho iroro ravari kuita rekungobata vanhu vasina mhosva vachitosiya vanhu vangadai vatotanga kubata vanhu vari kuvatumba kuti vasunga vamavarira nekuti ndo vane mhosva yakakura ivari kupotyora bumbiro remutemo kuti munhu anenge ataura zviri mubumbiro remutemo vomubata vachiti une mhosva ndomaonero atirikungoita kungoshungurudzwawo kuti vanhu vabviswe pane zvavari kuona nhamo dziripo patiri izvino munoona kuti vanorambira pamabasa vechidiki ndimavatungamiriri vamangwana hamene kuti munhu anonzi amudiki apa zera ripi vese izvezvo vadi kuzvinzwa anoti nyararai bedzi nini tiite zvatinoda hatizivi kuti inosvika rini takutokumbira kuti mwari atosunungura kuvanhu vakadai ndo maonera tinongoitawo ivi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanaka here
Gibbs, you heard from Ephraim as far as he's concerned is saying there's no case against Pastor Mugadza because since when is the state criminalized so-called false prophets, if they are false at all. He's saying the state or the government must not be quick to judge him. That's between him and his God, you know, and his maker. So he's saying that this crackdown is just meant to intimidate Zimbabweans.
Before maybe taking this caller and going to Mr. Nare, I have to read a message from Dr. Moses Ncube, MTC, USA Organizing Secretary. He says, this stupidity and illegal arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire at arrival at Harare Airport by ZANU-PF government agents has only done nothing but strengthened all pending asylum cases in the diaspora courts all over the world. Mawarire's arrest will now serve as a, quote, case law, unquote, in diaspora courts why Zimbabweans cannot return home. And further highlight and bring to attention the human rights abuses by Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF government. Maybe we'll talk about this when after this call, right? So let's take Mr. Ronald. Kulo Baba Ronald, lapha ecingweni. Baba Ronald, kunjani? Baba Ronald, uthola njani? Baba Ronald, uyangizwa?
Yeah,
uthola njani mnumzane?
Siyatshona
njani? Ngiyatshonela kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho? Kusegoli kumbe ezimba?
Ngisezimba la.
Akutsho phela nangu sebotshiye upastor Mawarire njalo kulo pastor umgatsa layo lokho evalelwe ekhona ngale entilongeni. Ungathi ngalokho?
inhlalo yabo sesiyabazi ukuthi vele phela kabafuna umuntu onganule umbono onganuthiyene labo. Ungaba lo mbono othiyene labo wena upho ukuthi ukhuluma uchodoza we-opposition konke akukhuluma bazithi kurayisi. Kodwa ungakhuluma umbono ophoxana labakwenza izigaba ezimbi abazenzayo bazethithi hhayi ongumuntu osefuna ukubana uphendukela uhulumende. Kodwa umthetho welizwe uyasivumela ukuthi nxa kukhona okunye ongakubona ukuhle ukhulume, but bona basuke basivalele. Ngiphinde ngithi kulo undoda obesithi yena umprofita ye kufanele abotshwe njanjani, hhayi akusikho khonoko ngokuthi umprofita nxa ebonile kakhulu uma kubonileyo kungayehlula, yikho lapho abazambopha khona ukuthi kanti wona wakhuluma. Ayikho nto isigijimeyo ukuthi sithi kabotshwe kathesi akakusikho, uyathanda ukuthi umqondisi wabalwane ukuthi akusikho ubethi abengubezi abe laba balamalembu amhlophe bayakuya ngale basitshela amanga bethi uyakuprofitha etubani wakho uyaloya. Anxa eloya umuntu kuvuza kakhulu nje kuyinokuhle ukuthi umuntu aniloye ngize lokho engimfishela. Nxa eloya kuvuza akhulume kodwa okubi ukuthi angakhuluma umuntu uyaloya ube sesusilwa laye, hhayi ukulwa kade akuvunyelwa. Kodwa ukuthi ngazise ukuthi ngiyoniloyayo ngibona kuyinto e-right kakhulu.
Baba Ronald, uyinyanga kumbe umprofitha kumbe njengami nje?
Hayi mina ngizengawo kodwa la minyaka kambe ema-church lawa engube ezimhlophe lawa ngokuthi mina ngiyakuzwisisa okwesiprofita ngoba bane kuningi engakuzwayo but angikaze ngilwe lo muntu njalo emapostoli nangikhona akulolwa lo muntu. Kusho ukuthi bona babele nto zabo yibabakwalayo khonoko ukuthi bakuzwe ngoba ipostoli iyafumula uthi ukufumula ukufumula into oyabo nazo saka bayazonda ukuthi indaba efumula engilakho. But thina ke sitheliwa silandaba lakho thithi nayo sengikwazi indlela yokuzivikela kuphela.
Hawu boni ke mnumzana Ronald ube le mpela viki ye kubeka ufuna ukukhuluma khuluma.
Hallo
ye khuluma.
Hallo
ye ufuna ukukhuluma futhi
so angawona njengoku
1 second
upresident bamtshela ukuthi uzakufa ubefuze adinge ikundiso yakhe ukuthi anganqoba njani, ufuze adinge izinqobiso xa umuntu ukuthi uzakufa wena adinge izinqobiso ukuthi saka ukufa lokhu kuyavikeleka yini ngoba kuvikeleki so yinto adivuze adinge
dawuthole bemfalo. Awuboni awuboni, thank you baba, mbongile kakhulu sibonge kakhulu sibi. So his parting shot was, you know, if somebody tells you that you're going to die or something is going to happen to you, like what this guy said about the president, you have to find ways of protecting yourself, you know. You can find, you use the certain word, you know, some defensive mechanism, you know, around you. You see what I mean? So he says, so the president was supposed to have that kind of dome of defense, you know, around him, instead of them arresting the poor guy. So, but at the end of the day, he says, you know, arresting people in Zimbabwe is a new normal. You know, or maybe it's an old thing that's been going on all along, you know, and people have actually normalized it. And he says the constitution allows people to have opposing views. So why then arrest people like, you know, Ivan Mawarire? And he believes in these kind of prophets, you know. He says, yeah, he even knows what they told him, you know. So maybe you can pose a question to Mr. Nari, you know.
Mr. Nari, it's a very interesting discussion, but of course, a serious one for that matter. You know, I think one of the defenses by Mr. Mgadza was that, you know, he was told, so he told the president in order for him to pray about it. Can that be a legal leg to stand on?
Well, it depends how the courts will interpret the law and the culture. We know that Zimbabweans are people who believe in the Bible. We know there's a king in the Bible who also was told that he was going to die. And when he repented and really sought God's forgiveness, another 15 extra years were added to him. So who knows? Maybe if President Mugabe had repented of whatever Pastor Mugabe was talking about, maybe he was going to also be given another 15 years. But for now, we'll judge the prophet when the actions happen.
And the Bible actually speaks about, you know, false prophets. Is it not one of those?
Yes, yes. The Bible speaks about false prophets. And how you test a prophet is not by arresting him, but by waiting for the time when they prophesied that something will happen and seeing whether it happens or not. Here in America, we know there are people who prophesied that Donald Trump was going to be president. And whether they were truthful or they were guessing, Donald Trump is the president today.
Mm.
So the spiritual is very important. We know that our politicians go and consult prophets and nyangas, you know, but we haven't seen them arrest their nyangas when things haven't turned out well. You know, they just leave them like that.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when they actually ejected Mrs. Mchuru from ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
They said she was allegedly consulting nyangas and all those things, but nothing has been proved that she was doing that, you know?
There was also Mohadi recently. Yes. He's a pastor. I think it was Bushiri who said, you know, great things were going to come his way.
Yeah.
But he had problems in ZANU-PF, you know, because many were thinking that, oh, he's now.
So it was the opposite.
Yeah, bound to take over from the president. And many in the party did not like it. But you are correctly pointing out, I mean, there are always these allegations that they all have. Their own gangas and stuff like that, you know. And they go to these prophets.
Yeah.
Do we still have Mr. Mavinga on the line? Mavinga? Nare awe nengere kunetsa. Regetende kunamko ma James mterere wedu. Magadi mko ma James?
Tiripo magadi.
Aywa, tiripo. Mko ma James, tipeo pungwa zenye?
Inu pungwa zangu, ziri pakudizo, sada gine African Union ka ngadzive dzinotauravo zvadzinotaura pamusoro pezvinenge zvichitika kuZimbabwe sezvaita ECOWAS ne African Union kuningiri
kuGambia
kuGambia ndomafungira andoita iyi.
Saka kusungwa kwevanhu uku muri kuona
vangotarisa vanhu vachingombunyikidziwa. Ndomaonera andoita.
Asi kavamwe vanoti Sadhaki imbwa isina meno.
Zvino kana ikaita imbwa isina meno, vanhu vachingoramba vachingombunyikidziwa sezvizvi ndosvika kupi? Taneta nokugara mudondo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma James.
Vatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. There is our caller James. He's saying that you know, he's worried by Sadak's you know, response to all these arrests and alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. He's saying that Sadak must be more like ECOWAS, which kicked out Jammeh in Gambia after he lost an election, and then he wanted to hang on. So he's saying that he wants to hear more from Sadak. He wants to hear more from the African Union about the Zimbabwe situation. Like he said, they this parting shot. He's actually tired of being in exile.
So I think that's a very critical issue there.
Yes.
How is the world, you know, reacting to this kind of arrest, you know, Pastor Ivan Mawarere? We've got so many Zimbabweans that live outside the country. And as it is right now in USA, you know, there are issues to do with immigration and all those kind of things. So how do governments like the USA react to such things?
Yeah. Yes, Gibbs. Of course, we've seen, I think, the British Embassy in Harare, Zimbabwe, issuing a statement to say that they don't understand the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarere, and they are calling for his release, and they are calling for upholding of human rights as enshrined in the Zimbabwean law. And there are lots of people on Twitter active calling for the release of Pastor Mawarere. So again, as maybe we can refer to what Mr. Mavinga said, we are just drawing negative attention to Zimbabwe. People see Zimbabwe as a lawless country where there is no freedom of speech. You know, you're not allowed to think differently or to say oppose anything. You are just supposed to think in one way and just believe in that one party, that one leader. You know, so those are the negative perceptions that we are trying to that we are projecting about Zimbabwe. You know.
So are we going to see many people streaming out of Zimbabwe to seek maybe political asylum or refugee status or whatever, you know, such kind of things?
It would seem as if Zimbabwean borders are porous, much as South Africa and Botswana have tried to stop the flood of Zimbabwean immigrants. Because of the poverty, lack of jobs, the suffering that people are going through, somehow people are just finding their way, at times through the most dangerous ways. We know that Limpopo River right now is flooded, but people are still finding their way into neighboring countries and other parts of the world because they have given up on Zimbabwe, because they have been disenfranchised. They have been told that as citizens, they have no rights to question how the government does what it does.
Tinenge tine mumwe muteereri mukoma Simba Makoni makadi.
Zvakamira sei kungoma?
Aiwa, kuno kuri nani, kuri sei Johnny?
Johnny kuri boy makorokoti gore dzaka tatambotaura gore rino.
Aiwa, tese mazuva ano manga mambotirasa.
January munoiziva akatambobva uko kunosiya maranzi edu kuna bhobhoko patinodzoka takarombotomerwei.
Zvinenge zvisina kumira mushe.
Basa
ndizvo zvemutowa kumwe rakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Ndizvozvo tingaite seiko?
Taurai tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya iri mudarirwe?
Mona nyaya yavamawariri ikai inyaya inoshungurudza zvingaite seiko.
Sei muchidaro?
Ukada kunyatsotarisa chaiko chaiko ka, handizvo kuti wamutemo here kuti munhu anotaura chokwadi anofanira kusungwa. Ngaungogazetwe ka then the world unotwa nemutemo wakadaro muzimbabwe. Wekuti munhu anenge ataura chokwadi anofanirwa kusungwa. Nenguva yedu yapera kaka ndibate futi yavo kutaura kuti mugaba ari kufa, which means waumwe mutemo futi kao, saka which means majera achazara nemaprofita anotinyevera kauti uri kufambisa wakati ndazoona takati, saka majera achatozara. Why is it azvinonyanya kushamisei mugaba kuti iye ndiye anomudzona haafaniri kufa? Kana muprofita ati anofa, is up to him to believe or not. Hazimanikidzobhilivha. Hazvizvi zvekuti zvingasungirwe munhu izvozvo.
Asi ka nhaye mukoma Simba, tikada kuita iyoyo yokuti mazvake mazvake hapazoguma poita wada watonga here muzinda wenyuchi?
Apa haisi mazvake mazvake kaya mukoma aya, nekuti muprofita, maprofita ndoandoraa kuti maprofita tiungoenda vase muti tichimotaurwa zvakwauri iwewe kuti unozviguma here kana ndauziguma.
Asi ka mune maudzwa muri mega, vangati here nhai vanhingi vachazofa musi wakati? Hapazoite mutauro
zvapana kuti kana ini ndikaenda fanawa baba vambotaura kuti zoni zvongonzota aroya vanhu iva vanenge vachiprofita wavasipo. That profes hainange munhu aripo chete pasi pemuti. Inogona kungouya ingakunyange nemazuva chacha bhaibheri richitaura kuti kwaiprofitwa nenyika kuti kunyika yakati kuchaitwa zvakati, kuchaitika nzara gore rakati. Nyika dzai dzidzoripo but it's a profes. They just have to understand the prophecy chii, otherwise zvekupera kungosunga vanhu izvo kaizvo vasaina zvo. Let's fight about the economy, yakona zvekukura kuchinoita nevanhu. Economy hapana kutaura nezvayo, patauranyaya kuti anzoni maring ema 1.something akatengwa, hazvitaurwe izvozvo. 15 billion haitaurwe yakanyarakwa. Nyaya dzakakosha pati nyaya yemabhasikoro yamoyajonatanmoya inyaya dzakango dzinongotsikwa dzikwa so. They just sweep them under the carpet. Of which tomorrow you find the data again.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba Makoni, ndofunga mabva maita muteereri wedu wekupedzisira. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from Simba Makoni saying that very soon jails will be full because if you speak your mind you are detained. And he's saying there's no need to arrest prophets. A prophet is a prophet. That's according to him.
Yeah, our time is up.
Unfortunately, we have to end it here. And we want to thank our in-studio guest, Tabang Nare. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Blessing.
And we also want to thank Mr. Dewama Vinga, human rights lawyer, our callers, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.